Our scripture reading for today is from Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16, found on page 683 of your pew Bibles. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. So I want you guys to take a look in the sermon title. And if you guys look at that word, you'll see it is quite curious, and I'm assuming most of you probably don't know what it means. So, spelunking is a recreational activity where you go to the front of a cave, you look at it, realize how dark it is, and then you leave. No, that's not it at all. So, spelunking is a recreation activity where you crawl into the cracks and crevices to see the cave life, to see the bats, to see the stalagmites, and just absorb the beauty of God's creation. So it's not for those who are scared of closed spaces. And obviously, the sun cannot reach down there. So it gets so dark that if you put your hand in front of your face, you can't see it. However, if one person lights a candle, everyone can see it. In the same way as this candle, there were people in my life that were lights to me. Because this is my first time talking to you guys, and this is my first sermon, I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself and tie in the people who were lights to me. I was raised in a broken home. I did not grow up as a Christian, nor in a Christian family. Through some circumstances, my father was in a better position to take care of my brother and I. Therefore, we lived with him, and we moved from Florida to Pennsylvania. A few years pass, and my dad remarries a woman named Melissa. It was good for a little while, but Melissa became unstable, and even more unstable after our father passed away. She was very manipulative, and it was a very hard living arrangement. There were lights in my life that proved to be very important to me over the next couple of years. The first light I want to talk to you about is a professional family friend named Christy. Here is how she was a light. She knew what was going on in the household, so she invited me to church. This was my first experience that I've had being in a church. People welcomed me there and made me feel like I belong there. I also went to youth group there with my friends. However, after a few weeks, there was a problem. Christy saw something that she had to report to Children and Youth Services. After Melissa found out that it was Christy who reported, I was not allowed to associate with her or go to church with her any longer. So when I look back at this moment in my life, I saw just how important it was that Christy invited me to church. God used her to stir up an interest in my heart for him because I was invited to church. This started my journey to find out how I fit into God's story. One thing that you guys can do to be a light is to invite people to church. So you can just start with your inner circle. Invite your non-Christian friends. You can even invite your coworkers. You can kickstart someone's journey to becoming a Christian. And really, the worst thing they can do is say no. The next group of people who are a light to me were some Christian friends that I had met in high school. They gave me support when I was in school. They knew about my family situation and did everything they could to help me. When I was allowed out of the house, I would sneak off to youth group and to church with them, and they gave me rides, and they also fed me. That was a bonus. However, one Christian friend named Logan stood out in particular. She gave me support like my other friends. However, what was different was she told her parents about my family situation and in turn told her parents. The significance of this is the grandparents, they're named Tom and Lois Armour, took me in when I turned 18. So So Tom and Lois were the next lights in my life. Not only did they take me in when I was 18, they included me in everything that they did. They showed me what family was supposed to look like, and they brought me into their family. So this was the first time in my life that I did not have to feel that I was living on edge. They helped mature me in my faith and as a person, and they were one of the first adults that really invested in my life, and they helped me apply for colleges. They supported me, encouraged me, and believed in me, and they still continue to do so today. I can say that with them, that was my home until I got married, and still continues to be my home away from home. The next and very important light that I have is my wife, Allie. She is my current and constant light. She encouraged me and supports me in every way. She makes me a better person, and I can go to her when I need help. So she has also helped grow me in many ways. She has transformed me from the obnoxious person I was in high school and some college into the person I am today. Overall, these people were a big light to me in my life. But I think it is very important to realize that they do not supply their own light. Christ is the source of their light, and they were reflecting it. If we are a candle, then God is a sun. There are many others who are a light to me, and I find new ones every day. Before I entered college, I was looking back at the lights in my life, and I realized something. Because God has given me lights, I want to be a light for as many people as I possibly can. People poured into me, so I needed to pour into other people. Because of all the people who made a genuine effort to minister to me as a lost youth, God has led me to do the same and to minister to kids and teenagers. It's hard to be a youth in today's culture. The world has many false and many true expectations for them, and if I can be a guiding light to them, I'm more than happy to do so. I try to make a positive impact to everyone that I am in contact with. So let's take a look in the Bible. Peter is a great example of someone paying it forward. Peter had the biggest light the world has ever seen impact his life, and that's Jesus himself. If you look at the beginning when Peter was a disciple to when he became an apostle, there's a big difference. Jesus' light changed him so much that Peter went to become a light for others. If we take a look in Acts 10, God calls Peter to minister to a Gentile named Cornelius. Cornelius was a God-fearing man. However, there was a law where Jews do not go into Gentiles' households. Peter went anyway and ministered to Cornelius. He and his family became believers, and Peter even suffered scrutiny from the Jewish believers about entering Cornelius' house and even eating with him. But Peter corrected their way of thinking. So, now I have a challenge for you guys. We talked about people in my life who are a light to me and how I am a light to others. Now I'm going to talk to you about how you are going to be a light to others with this simple evangelism method. This is called the Bridge to Life, and this can be done with just two simple items you have around in your home, a pen and a paper. You guys look at my Picasso drawings. You guys can take a picture of this and I'll sign it after the service. So, this is the model that we're going to use. So in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Everything was good. Adam and Eve walked with God in the garden, and God walked with Adam and Eve. However, Adam and Eve sinned. And created this huge rift between us and God, and that's the fall. So there's nothing that we can do to get from here to there. We can try to be the best person the world has ever seen. We won't even come close to crossing because
The wages of our sin is death. And because of that, we have a bad heart. And because we have a bad heart, we have no hope. Sad. But this isn't the end of the story. God sent his one and only Son to live a perfect life, to die, so that we can be with him. So, he created the bridge. However, this is not the end. We still have to walk across that bridge. And we do that by believing. And when we believe, we get the free gift of eternal life. Now, this is just a simple model. Jesus is the bridge to life. Before today, many of you did not know what spelunking was. Those that do not know Jesus are lost in the cave. So our job as Christians is to help lead them out of that cave. We can do that by lighting a match. Joseph Goldstein says something about this. He says, "The light of a candle can dispel the darkness of 1,000 years. We are given a command from Jesus. As we conclude, I want to read the scripture that Claire read to you guys earlier. Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16. "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." So, we are called to be a light. It doesn't matter how thick the darkness is. One tiny light will make the darkness flee. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, allow us to be a light in this dark and gloomy world. Allow us to be a blessing to others. Manifest your power and love within us. Let it ignite our soul and let it manifest in those we come into contact with. They will taste your holy presence and now constantly yearn for it. Allow the teachings of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, of kindness, generosity, compassion, understanding, but most of all, love, to be spread across the world. Help us to be the light in the darkness to guide others to you, so that they may become a light unto others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.